We need to begin today by making a change to Into Your Head. I can't keep, we're a professional podcast now, or on the way to being one, so to speak. So I can't be starting the same lazy way every time, saying, you join me at a tremendously exciting moment. Because that's not true to life. And we have to do this properly. We'll have to have a new beginning. There's going to be a new beginning to Into Your Head. No more of this. You join me at a tremendously exciting moment. Because when I say that, it's a sign that I don't know what I'm about to say. I'm just waiting for something to come into my mouth. Not by way of my brain either. It's just making it up as I go along. And that's no way to be doing this now that we're trying to do things properly. So I've turned over a new leaf here. This is the new look Into Your Head. There's going to be commercials on it soon. You're going to hear advertisements for all sorts of crap that people are going to buy. It'll be specially selected for the tastes of my listeners. So don't worry, you won't be offended by them. They're aimed at you, you, the home viewer, as David Letterman would say. He'd say, hello. That's what David Letterman used to say a lot. I don't think he says it anymore. When he comes on and says, something, 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 you, the home viewer, something, something, something. Replace the word something with, it's like the X in an algebraic formula. The X represents something, or it could be anything as far as you know. It's an unknown. It's known at the time that he's broadcasting it, but as I'm reporting it here as an example, it's unknown. Unless I go back through all the different instances of where he said that, and list all the things that X has been, or in this case, the things that something has been. I don't say X because it sounds a bit formal. I say something instead. So I'll say, David Letterman used to say a lot, something, 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 whatever it was I put in there, that I was saying, he said, something, 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 full stop. Don't say full stop either. That'd be fucking ridiculous. Not everything is a mathematical formula, even if you can find a basis for theorizing that is dependent on maths. I know damn well that you can say maths is involved in everything, but you still don't expect David Letterman to come on and say, did you hear that news today about X plus Y equals Z? No, he doesn't say that, because that would be over people's heads. If there's one thing you can't do in entertainment, that's go over people's heads. And I'll tell you, American television has learned that. They don't ever go over people's. If you turn on the news in America, woman comes on. I used to be an old man in grey hair, but now it's a woman. She comes on and says, hello, this is the news tonight. There's a new disease. We're going to tell you about a new disease. It might kill you. You might have it right now. There's a new disease around. Do you have this new disease? Find out at 11. Then you tune in at 11 and they'll say, coming up tonight, you might have a disease. You might be about to die of a hideous disease. Find out later in the program. But first, here's a story about... some sort. You know your man, the black fella who runs America, he's in the news today. He said something. You wouldn't understand if we don't want to go over your heads here. Suffice to say, he said something and someone replied. They're in a big room where there's loads of people. There's rows of seats and there's men in suits and there's... there's a guy called a speaker. Technically, they're all anyone who speaks is a speaker. But the guy who's running all this, ironically, is called the speaker. That's because you speak through him. You're supposed to... the way it works in England, anyway, is... you're speaking through the speaker. You'll say, Madam Speaker, I want to say this to you. Well, in actual fact, everyone knows damn well you're speaking to the people at the other side of the room, the opposition party members, but you're not allowed to act like you're speaking directly to them. So you say, Madam Speaker, the Right Honourable Gentleman over there is a cunt. It's pretty much the same in Ireland. There was a fella a few weeks ago got into trouble because he used an F word in the Irish Parliament, also known as the Doyle, but you people probably don't understand Gaelic, so we'll call it the Parliament for now. Anyway, this guy stood up and he basically said, that fellow over there is a fucking cunt, or words to that effect, except it wasn't just words to that effect, he actually used the F word. There's a big scandal over it, everyone said, you can't be going around the National Parliament using F words. And someone else said, why the fuck not? You're allowed, if you can't be swearing in the National Parliament, then where can you swear? And someone says, down in the pub maybe on the Friday night when you're drunk and you're with people who don't matter. Well, then your man said, well, I'm a politician and I believe that everyone matters. I think that's rather shallow of you to say that people in pubs don't matter. Those people in pubs are paying taxes, they're paying VAT on their beer. A very high rate, I'll have you know, at the moment. Every time the budget comes around and they're short of money, they put an extra few percent on the beer and on the cigarettes. Although it's illegal to smoke in pubs now, you have to go out into a tin porch with half a roof on it and smoke there. It's called the smoking room, because you're not allowed to. You might infect someone with smoke poisoning if you smoke indoors. It's considered unhealthy. Any workplace, pub apparently is considered a workplace. You're not allowed to smoke in it, so there's no smoking anymore. If I lit up a cigarette in here, it would probably be okay, because nobody would know, for one thing. And for another thing, I can't smoke. I've only tried to smoke twice in my life. I've tried to take a puff on the cigarette and it's made me cough. So I had an instant, basically got an instant cough from the smoke. My smoking career was 3 seconds long and already I was coughing. I took that as a bad sign, so I stopped. Then I think I went and puked, and then of course this was on holidays in Mallorca, in a freaking one of those places where Irish people go to get drunk. What's it called? A pub. And we went, and there was, they had an hour at 7 o'clock in the evening where it was all, you get two drinks for the price of one. So we got 85 drinks for the price of 42.5 during that hour. I'll tell you, it had quite some effect on us. Where are we? 7:11. I looked. I have to bend over to look at the time, and it's 7:11. 7:11. 11:07. That's like a 24-hour convenience store in America, if I remember rightly. We used to have one here. It was called 7:11. It was open from 7 o'clock in the morning till 11 o'clock the next night. Which in total is 24. That's about 37 hours altogether. But then we used to open again the next morning. It would be open from 7 the next morning until 11 p.m. The night of the following day, if I understood correctly. So basically every second night it would be open all night. You had to basically... I'm thinking of doing the same with Into Your Head every second day. I don't know. I shouldn't be telling you my plans yet, because I haven't got it all figured out. But suffice to say, if you have something that's opened at night every second day, then that means every second week it'll be open on Wednesday night, and every other week it'll be open on Tuesday and Thursday nights. So it's a good spread. It's the best spread you're going to get, I can tell you. Now, you can't probably fix it where you have it's open on the second of the month one month, and then the third of the month the next month, and then the second the next month. It doesn't work like that because of the whole February thing. We've got the world has destroyed the calendar by interfering with, if February's are being interfered with. Now we have a thing whereby I don't even know how many days there are in the month this year. We're in the middle of February now, and I have no idea when it's going to end. I won't know until March comes along. Someone says, hello, it's March today, and I'll say, is it? I thought it was the 23rd of February, and they'll say, no, it's a leap year, there's only 22 days in February now. And I'll say, well, that's a bit, frankly, someone should have warned me. When they're going to cut off the water, someone has to come around from the county council with a loud hailer, and they'll say, hello, there'll be no water in this area from 6 o'clock tonight, sorry about that, but we're letting you know now through this shouting apparatus. But no, when they do that to February's, they don't come along and say, hello, February is going to end on the 28th this year, and we're going to go straight into March. We're warning you in advance, please tell your neighbours. If you've had any problems, we'll have a truck at the top of the road handing out water. But no, they don't do that. You're just supposed to just know